Chapter 19. It is better to be poor and walk in integrity than to be stupid and speak lies. A person without knowledge is not good, and the one who acts rashly is sinning. It is a man's own foolishness that distorts his way, and his heart becomes enraged against Jehovah. Wealth attracts many friends, but the poor man will be deserted even by his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the one who lies with every breath will not escape. Many seek the favor of a noble, and everyone is a friend to the man who gives gifts. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more he is shunned by his friends. He pursues them with requests, but no one responds. Whoever acquires good sense loves himself. Whoever treasures discernment will find success. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the one who lies with every breath will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury, how much less for a servant to rule over princes. The insight of a man certainly slows down his anger, and it is beauty on his part to overlook an offense. The king's rage is like the growling of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the vegetation. A stupid son brings adversity on his father, and a quarrelsome wife is like a roof that never stops leaking. A house and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a discreet wife is from Jehovah. Laziness brings on a deep sleep, and a sluggish person will go hungry. The one who keeps the commandment keeps his life. The one who is reckless about his ways will die. The one showing favor to the lowly is lending to Jehovah, and he will repay him for what he does. Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not become responsible for his death. The hot-tempered man will pay the penalty. If you try to spare him, you will have to do it again and again. Listen to counsel and accept discipline in order to become wise in your future. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of Jehovah is what will prevail. The desirable thing in a man is his loyal love, and it is better to be poor than to be a liar. The fear of Jehovah leads to life. The one who has it will have a pleasant rest, free from harm. The lazy one buries his hand in the banquet bowl, but he does not even bother to bring it back to his mouth. Strike the ridiculer, so that the inexperienced one may become shrewd, and reprove the understanding one, so that he will increase in knowledge. The one who mistreats his father and drives away his mother is a son causing shame and disgrace. My son, if you stop listening to discipline, you will stray from the sayings of knowledge. A worthless witness mocks justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Judgment is in store for ridiculers, and beatings for the back of the stupid ones.